We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Manuel shotgun snap. Going to throw it again. Pats it, throws it, this time right side, looking for Goodwin. He is open, he makes a catch. Touchdown! 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 Flash Goodwin! Touchdown, Buffalo!
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, and the minicamp comes to an end, the mandatory minicamp. Joining us in studio after the 3 days of minicamps is wide receiver Marquise Goodwin, third-round pick from a year ago and his second year out of Texas. Thanks for coming in here, Marquise. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
How did this minicamp go for you? What did you think?
I think it went pretty well for the most part, you know, just trying to stay healthy, recovering from a few dings here and there, but, you know, overall, pretty good.
On Monday, you made a kind of a big play. You got deep, and I think it was Thad Lewis who found you deep, and you got past Corey Graham. Plays like that got to stand out in your head when you think about these last few days, I would think.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday it was, not Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just a play. You know, it's got to go back out there after that play and try to make another one. So, you know, really no play is bigger than the other. You know, just it's all about making them all.
Do you really believe that? I mean, a big play, that was like a you know, 40, 50-yard touchdown play. No play is bigger than another? That's a big play.
Yeah, I mean – I guess it depends on the situation, but, you know, just try to look at it as just making another play. That's my job. That's what I'm here to do.
Last year, Marquise, your first year in the league, you played in 12 games, 17 catches, three of them for touchdowns, all three of them long ones. There were some big plays that you made out on the field, including, you know, in the Bengals game, a 40-yard touchdown catch that eventually sent the game to overtime. You got to feel pretty good. What do you remember about that play?
I just remember the QB dropping back and just launching it. And, you know, it was a play that we worked on all week. And, you know, it fit the scheme really well. And, you know, when my number was called to do the job, I went out there and did it. And so did the QB and so did the line and tight end and the other receivers. You know, everybody played a big role in that.
The snap. Again, looks downfield. Cocks his arm, fires downfield. He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! 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 Flash Goodwin! Touchdown! 40 yards! 40 yards from Thad Lewis!
A couple of weeks later against Kansas City, a 59-yard touchdown catch. By now, I would think that, did you notice, were defenses playing you a little bit differently? Were they respecting your deep speed after a couple of big plays like that?
Snap. Out of the shotgun. Tua going deep again. Looking for Goodwin. He's open. Makes the catch. There he goes. 15-10-5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Flash Goodwin. 58-yard touchdown throw. Jeff Tool to Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah, after a few, they started to back up.
And, yeah.
So that's when a few of the underneath catches came about and you know, everybody pretty much started to respect my speed.
And then against the Jets, a couple weeks after that, 43-yard touchdown catch. How do you counter that? I mean, they make a move to respect your speed, maybe drop a little bit deeper. So what do you do to kind of counteract what they're doing defensively?
Just run fast.
Yeah? Is that it?
That's it. Just run fast.
You mentioned underneath stuff. Did you see that opening up for you a little bit when you had the long ones, the deep ones?
Most definitely, especially versus the Jets. You know, they really backed up on me. Cromartie, you know, he backed way off, and which allowed us to run hitches and underneath routes such as that.
What does that kind of speed do for the entire passing offense, for the other receivers? What did you notice last year about the way defenses play you when you're on the field that maybe benefits some of the other guys who were out there last year?
Yeah, I think it benefits the other guys a lot in the sense that, you know, sometimes I can take two guys. I can take the corner and the safety because the safety is going to have to play the deep third, depending on what covers they're in. But, you know, safety sometimes comes over the top to help. And, you know, that can be a take-two situation right there.
You made those big plays last year, and now you come back this year, your second season in the league, and it seems the receiving core is even stronger, potentially stronger, than you were a year ago with the addition of people like Sammy Watkins and Mike Williams, for example.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to this season, man. It's going to be a grind during training camp, but, you know, we're going to make it through it, and you know, God willing, everybody stay healthy and, you know, just continue to work and get better every day.
What do you think of Sammy Watkins through the first few weeks you've been with him?
Number four pick.
Yeah.
Man, he's definitely lived up to that. He's done a great job for us, and he's continued to work and remain humble, which is the biggest deal for, you know, being in his position. And he's made plays.
How would you characterize him as a receiver? Is he a speed guy? Is he a route running specialist? How would you know, if you had to pigeonhole Sammy Watkins, what does he do well? What are his best attributes?
I'm not going to pigeonhole anybody. He does everything well, and that speaks for itself. The film don't lie. So, you know, that goes for all the guys. Everybody, you know, we have our different attributes that we bring to the table, but, you know, at the end of the day, we all play receiver, and we all bring that to the table.
What do you think of Mike Williams, what you've seen of him?
He's done really well. He catches the ball. He runs good routes. He gets open.
There's a good mix, it seems, in that room of speed guys like you and maybe T.J. Graham, big guys like Mike Williams and Easley and some other guys, and maybe all-around guys like Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins. It seems like when it's all said and done, when the roster is finally set in September, there's going to be a lot of options to choose from when it comes to the wide receivers on this team.
Most definitely, you know. We have a whole stable of us, and, you know, we'll just be ready to go. When our number is called, when our name is called, just willing to represent that name across the front of our jerseys.
Is there going to be enough to go around for all these talented wide receivers?
Only time will tell. You know, as long as we get wins, I don't think that really matters.
You're okay with that? Do you see yourself as an every-down receiver? Are you a specialist that comes in certain downs? So what kind of a role do you think they might have in mind for you?
I don't know. My role hasn't been really told to me, so I'm kind of unsure. But, you know, going based off of how everything's been going, you know, I just got to be ready for whenever my number is called.
What about the role that you might play on special teams? Is there more return work in the future for you, would you think?
Well, we'll see, you know, in the near future. I hope so. Hopefully I'll be able to bring it out, you know, if I'm back there returning and get a few more opportunities to return some balls, you know. But if not, then, you know, I just work my way in wherever I can.
They've almost taken that part of the game out of it with the way they've adjusted the kickoff line. And the opportunities seem limited for kick returns in the NFL these days.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, rules are rules and, you know, you have to abide by them. You know, just got to make the best of the situation. Hopefully I'll be able to bring a few out. If not, it is what it is.
Would you like to have more freedom as far as making that decision, whether to bring it out of the end zone? I know that last year, I don't think the Bills got a lot of opportunities for kick returns, and a lot of it, I think, was by design. They didn't want you bringing it out of the end zone. What would your – I mean, how far deep would you need to be to feel comfortable bringing it out of the end zone?
I think 9 3/4 deep, you know. I'm very confident in it, but I just got to make sure the coaches are confident in allowing me to bring it out up to 9 yards deep. And once I get that respect and confidence from the coaches, then, you know, that's when we'll start making it happen. But until then, you know, I just got to figure out how I got to get there.
The coaches, they have to look at it at the big picture, don't they? And as much as you want to bring it out of the end zone, they don't want consistent drive starts, you know, within inside their own 20-yard line. They don't want the long field if they can avoid it. So it's more than just a question of your capabilities, isn't it? It's a question of what we can do as a team and what's best for the team.
Oh, of course, of course.
Marquise Goodwin is our guest, Bills wide receiver in his second year. What did you do during the offseason? How did you spend your time until you guys came back here in mid-April this year?
I didn't do any traveling at all. I just stayed in Austin and worked out and trained and, you know, just tried to work on my craft.
When did you start training? Did you have some downtime after the season ended?
Yeah. I had about a month and a half off just rehabbing and, you know, just hanging out, trying to get my body back healthy, and you know, after a long season. So just rested and, you know, after a month and a half, started hitting it hard again.
What kind of training were you doing, Marquise? I mean, what is there anything specific to your position or maybe the way you want to play the position that that takes you in a certain direction as far as off-season workouts?
I did a lot of footwork drills. I did a lot of route running. Got stronger over the off-season. And, you know, that's pretty much it. And I mean, other than the normal stuff that we do, conditioning and lifting and all of that.
What are footwork drills and what are you attempting to achieve there with footwork drills?
Just to get my better position and be able to keep my feet underneath me, you know, things such as ladders and running cones and things like that.
Who did you work with in Austin?
I worked with some of the other vets that come back.
Texas guys, mostly,
right.
UT guys?
Yeah.
A guy who relies so much on speed, is there anything you can do to improve your speed during the off season like this? Is there anything you specifically did to work on speed?
Yeah. I worked on my speed. I went out to the track, and my fiance, she runs track at Texas right now. So, you know, I would go out there 2 days a week and train out there with them and work on do my speed work and my agility out there.
You are obviously a former track star and an Olympian in track. Do you pay attention to track and field meets during the off season? Is that something you have an interest in? Do you watch that stuff?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I'm supporting my fiance full-fledged. You know, I travel to the meets since I've been here and, you know, just been out there watching the people compete and, you know, mainly just supporting her, though.
Is she still at UT?
She is.
Is she a potential Olympian, or has she been an Olympian in the past?
No, she's not an Olympian. She's definitely a potential Olympian, so just be looking out.
I know you're a football player now. You made that clear last year, but do you ever see yourself maybe taking a shot at the Olympics again somewhere down the road?
Man, I see myself watching and playing and dreaming about football right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's so far along, so far off right now. That's a whole 2 years, so.
Yeah.
I really haven't even thought that far ahead.
We asked you those kind of questions last summer at training camp, and you almost bristled sometimes. You don't want to be known as a track guy. You made that clear last year. You want to be a football player.
Yeah.
Why is it so important to you?
Well, it is what it is now. I really kind of got over the fact I'm in the league now. I score touchdowns in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if people feel like I'm a track guy, then so be it. It is what it is. I mean, it doesn't bother me too much now as it did before, but I want to be just respected as a football player. Nobody ever says, "Oh, Marquise, yeah, he's a football player. He just runs track, though. I mean, he, you know, jumps from time to time."
Yeah.
People kind of try to downplay the Olympian deal, like it's not a big achievement. And
who does that? I think it's a huge achievement.
Yeah, yeah. No names needed, but. People know who they are, and it is what it is.
You mean like teammates or other guys in the league?
I'm not going to pinpoint anybody out. Yeah,
I can't believe somebody would say that's not a big deal to be an Olympian.
I mean, not say it's not that they think it's not a big deal, but they just like, it is what it is.
It's big to be in the Olympics. I don't have to tell you that, right? It's big. You had that experience.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself as in a fight for playing time on this roster now in terms of the receivers on the roster?
Yeah, man. It's always a fight for playing time here. You know, especially, you know, we drafted Sammy and, you know, Woody's been an outstanding player as well as the other guys. Hogan stepped up.
Yeah.
Kevin Elliott, you know, Marcus Easley, he'll be coming back. It's a lot of guys in the room. A lot of, we got another young guy, Caleb, in there and them. We got Chris. You know, it's a lot of
us
in there.
There's like a dozen, right? 12 or 13 receivers.
It's a lot of us in there, and it's competition every day. So, you know, it's definitely a fight for some PT. Not going
to
lie.
What can you do to get that playing time? What is your best ticket to get on the field more often?
Just run fast and make plays. That's what it boils down to.
Marquise, thanks for coming by. Have a great couple of weeks off. We'll see you down at Fisher in about a month or so.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Marquise Goodwin, Bills receiver, third-round draft pick a year ago out of Texas. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.